This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show on national radio where you can call and talk about anything that's on your mind. If you want to talk, 603-283-6160 is the number. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And Twitter has a solution to the, quote, fake news problem. Of course, big tech is loving censorship these days. Just a number of weeks ago, they proved how powerful they really are when Apple, Google, and Amazon united together to absolutely crush Parler, and the article I had in front of me suddenly vanished for no inexplainable reason. And of course, they now have a new solution for doing this. It's called Birdwatch, and it's Twitter's new fact-checking program that is crowdsourced. Doesn't sound very promising.
So we're going to source people's opinions about a thing?
That seems to be more or less what they're doing. And Republican lawmakers are raising questions about Twitter's new crowdsourced anti-misinformation feature called Birdwatch, which allows users to add notes to tweets they believe are false in an attempt to add context for other users.
Okay, how is that different than what you can normally do, which is just reply to a tweet?
People have pointed that out. I mean, okay. That seems to be exactly what this is. If you disagree with the tweet, you know, reply. Say, okay. No, this is not correct, and here's the reason why this is not correct. But I don't know. Maybe there's more to it than that. I don't use Twitter often enough to be well-versed in it. But Republican lawmakers are concerned about it because no account and no tweet is exempt from annotation, meaning users can, quote, add context to tweets posted by news outlets, reporters, and elected officials. Birdwatch allows users to identify information in tweets that they believe are misleading or false and write notes or notations to those tweets in a way they feel is providing, quote, informative context, which, as you pointed out, they could already do if they just hit the reply button.
Yeah.
But I guess with the reply button,
how this is implemented exactly.
I guess with the reply button, other people, the original poster could delete your response and keep your counter from being heard, presumably.
Can that happen? Can you just delete replies on Twitter? I don't think you can. I think you can only block.
I assumed you could.
No, I think you can only block a person. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know enough about the platform.
Yeah, I've never had any reason to delete anyone's tweets or responses to anything that I've posted, so I don't know. Participants will be able to cite source material in their annotation, including from news outlets, meaning users can annotate one news outlet's tweets by citing other news outlets' tweets.
So is it unremovable if the person, correcting it is wrong?
I don't know. It sounds like they're just going to be quoting news articles at each other and calling each other wrong all the time, which that's pretty much Twitter in a nutshell. Senator Ted Cruz, who has been the leading voice in the Senate on the issue of big tech and free speech, slammed Twitter, saying, empowering self-proclaimed fact-checkers and leftist Silicon Valley billionaires to dictate what is misleading only confirms what the American people already know to be true. Big tech is designating itself to be the sole arbiter of truth and is using its power to silence dissent, Cruz told Fox News. Senator Ron Johnson commented that Twitter users currently have the ability to fact-check others, saying, I thought that's what people already did on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for freedom of speech and expression. I just wish Twitter was.
Okay, so here is according to the actual Twitter blog at blog.twitter.com, written by Vice President of Product Keith Coleman. At Twitter, it's the introduction to Birdwatch. He links to a special website called birdwatch.twitter.com. So according to the instructions here, in the first phase of this pilot, notes will only be visible on the separate Birdwatch site. On this site, pilot participants can also rate the helpfulness of notes added by other contributors. These notes are being intentionally kept separate from Twitter for now, while we build Birdwatch and gain confidence that it produces context people find helpful and appropriate.
Given that Twitter is overrun by leftists, I imagine this is going to result in conservatives going elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean, that does seem to be what they want to happen.
Yeah.
Which, okay. I mean, it's their platform. They can,
sure.
They can build it up however they want to.
But Jack Dorsey should be aware that the leftists that he's bending over for are not fans of the Bitcoin that he promotes.
Really?
Well, certainly. It's an attack on government. They love big government. And Joe Biden is assembling a team of regulators to clarify Bitcoin regulation.
Well, I don't know about you, but the more government writes about things, the less clear I think that they are being.
You covered a story about Bitcoin where somebody was saying, like, all kinds of stuff about Bitcoin not being a currency and stuff. It was, like, an article, and I first saw that trending on Twitter.
That Bitcoin's not a currency was trending?
Yeah, just some anti-Bitcoin, like, hit piece that you covered here.
Sounds about right.
So they say here, the notes are being kept separate from Twitter. Additionally, notes will not have an effect on the way people see tweets on our system recommendations yet. Now, they didn't say yet, but you know, this is phase one of the pilot of this Birdwatch.
Right. Twitter's just being lazy here. They don't want to continue going through marking this as these claims have been disputed by CNN or whatever. They want to crowdsource this and let other people do it. That doesn't sound like it's an improvement over the situation.
Well, this is brand new because right now if you go to birdwatch.twitter.com, there's actually only one post. And so I don't know if they've sort of unleashed the floodgates on this thing yet. It doesn't appear as though anything's happening. The first post is from @birdwatch or @bwatchexample. So it's literally an account called Birdwatch Example. And then you can look at the notes that are applied to this particular tweet. So right now this is the only tweet to which someone can apply this. This is like brand new.
Right. This is just happening. So Twitter has long acted unilaterally to decide what content is and is not valid and factual, said House Oversight Committee ranking member James Corner. Only time will tell if Birdwatch is successful in having a positive impact on a platform known for silencing conservatives, or if this community-driven effort will end up stifling free speech the way Twitter has done in the recent past. Well, I can tell you, based on the Twitter users, that it will end up silencing conservatives and getting notes on all of their tweets that this is disputed.
Right. So, I mean, maybe it's going to be more like, oh, I don't know, Reddit in the future, where you can vote on somebody's post, whether you like or dislike the thing. And the more disliked the thing is, the more it is buried as far as whether or not it's ever seen by anyone who's actually in that group.
Yeah, and if you happen to frustrate someone and they take it elsewhere and share it to all of their followers, suddenly you've got a whole brigade of people coming there just to downvote whatever it is that you posted.
Yeah, and then
and it doesn't matter if what you said is true or not. You made them upset.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
they're
yeah.
going to put a note on your tweet.
Yeah, so, I mean, it sounds like Twitter is going to try to make themselves more like Reddit. Is essentially what it sounds like to me here is if these notes in some way later on become some sort of a burden against, because generally the idea behind Twitter is when you follow a person, you actually get to see what they say, unlike
yes.
Facebook. That's why Twitter is, you know, more useful than Facebook as far as the social media, because when you post, purportedly your viewers are actually seeing that in their feed, whereas on Facebook it's like, maybe you will, maybe you won't. And now maybe they will add in these, you know, Birdwatch opinions and make it less likely that people will see posts that are Birdwatched downwards or whatever. That's, I mean, that could be where they're going with this. It would make it very much like Reddit. And then, I know on Reddit, if you're in a, what they call it, a /r, so like one of these subcommunities,
right.
And you're disliked by people in that subcommunity, again, even if you're posting truthful things, if they don't like you, they just downvote all of the things that you post, and then you get like a negative score or you get some sort of bad score on that Reddit. You can't even post as often. So like if you're having trying to have a conversation with somebody, like I'm in the r/New Hampshire group, and I have to wait 15 minutes between posts because I presume people don't like me, you know? So yeah, it's going to be a way for them to essentially shout down voices that they don't like.
Well, Twitter told Fox News that the company is, quote, not doing a fact check with Birdwatch and said that it is not a truth or true or false tool, but instead a way to, quote, add context. We know people come to Twitter to stay informed, and they want credible information to help them do so, said the VP of Twitter. I don't think it's going to sound good. I don't think it's going to end up well. More about this and more other news. Cryptocurrency and the Biden administration, are they going to regulate it? 603-283-6160.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 205-603-283-6160 if you want to join us. And by us, I mean myself, Ian, and Bonnie. AnyPay 2.0, however, is here, which means that crypto payments are now faster than ever if you're using the Edge wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash wallet. If you are, then your experience will be smooth, but some wallets aren't ready for the impressive new technology. And the people behind these wallets need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0. And reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at anypayinc.com/upgrade. Awesome interface. I don't have any complaints. I end up using it every day, like I said earlier, at Chris R's new store. So let's go to the phones. We've got the Anarcho-Republican calling. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing? I want to welcome you all to the Wedding Cake Tyranny.
What is that?
Well, the Wedding Cake Tyranny was the beginning of this sort of wokey-doke, I guess this wokey-doke tyranny that we've all kind of stepped into.
Oh, this all started with the whole bake the damn cake thing and the bakery being forced to cook a gay cake. Is that what you're talking about?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I think that's the beginning of it. That's why I call it the Wedding Cake Tyranny.
I think it began long before.
Yeah, I think it began when the first business owner got the first license.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're in this situation where I mean, maybe if there was only one guy in the world to make wedding cakes, we might have a different situation, but it's a wedding cake tyranny. Have you noticed now what they're doing is the old-fashioned bread and circuses? We got them promising this money. You're going to get a check in the mail. And by the way, the Super Bowl is going to have, you know, the two best quarterbacks in the world. And let's get you guys distracted a little bit.
There's still a Super Bowl?
What's going on? There's going to be one.
There is, and I only know that because it's going to make my life hell.
It's going to have Mahomes, and it's going to have Brady in it. So it's the bread and circuses, you know, it's the old-fashioned to distract the public from what's really going on.
And what is really going on?
Well, there's an addiction to technology is what's happening. We're letting the wokey-doke Rasputin down there in Silicon Valley, you know, tell us what's truth. He's become the Ministry of Truth.
Who?
You know, we always knew. You don't know who the wokey-doke Rasputin is?
I'm just going to guess Zuckerberg? I don't know.
No, that's the android.
Oh.
The wokey-doke Rasputin is the guy with Twitter, Dorsey.
Why do you call him that?
Because he's got that Rasputin beard, and he's a wokey-doke.
Okay.
Wokey-doke Rasputin.
What's a wokey-doke?
These are the jokes, guys.
They're
you don't know what
funny.
A wokey-doke is?
No, what is a wokey-doke?
Okay. So, well, you know what woke is, right?
I know what leftists think it is.
Okay. Well, a wokey-doke is a dude that's, you know, okey-dokey with the wokey.
Well, I can't believe you're laughing at this. Sorry,
I'm laughing at how silly it sounds to hear a grown man saying
"wokey-doke" over and over again. Yeah.
Well, anyway, maybe you guys can help me out a little bit.
Okay, we're ready.
What is with this pro-government anarchy that I seem to be? I see these people.
Aren't you calling yourself a Republican anarchist?
Well, that's who I am. It's not what I am. It's who I am.
Okay.
You know, like nobody's somebody. I am the anarcho-Republican. It isn't a thing. It's just me.
So you're a statist anarchist, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I'm saying is I like freedom. You know?
Do you like government?
I like freedom. Not particularly, no. I think it's the beast.
Do you like republicanism?
Yeah. I think it's the best form that there is. I think it's better than democracy. I think we're looking at democracy. You know, January 6th, that's what democracy looks like. You know, it was better when we had a republic, I think. Yeah, sure. I would say so. Yeah, there's more freedom in that. Yeah, I think there's a...
You know, like they have in the People's Republic of Korea?
Well, they call it a republic, you know. When I was a kid, I called it a republic, right? When I called it a republic, I was sitting at the dinner table. I think I called the Soviet Union a republic because it's in the name. I got hit in the head with a loaf of bread from my dad. So that's the difference
between... So he taught you that violence solves problems?
No, what he taught me was that, no, they're not a republic. They just call themselves one.
Right, just like all the other republics
in the world. I've been around the world enough that I've actually seen it.
Okay, so what makes you think that this republic would be a real republic?
Well, what we're seeing happen right now is you're watching your freedoms just shrink away. You know, kind of like the big Bitcoin.
So much for you, the republic.
Our freedoms are going
flat. So the republic was a failure, is what you're saying.
Well, it looks like it's on its way to being one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that. Yeah.
On its way.
But they all are.
But you just said that that's the best system. Don't you think that no system is best?
They're not meant to last forever.
He can't listen when he's talking.
Constructs.
Bitcoin is also not flat.
Bonnie had a
notion. You said that it's not.
You said that like a republic would be the best system. Don't you think
what I ask you guys, you guys help me understand. When I watch these pro-government anarchists that support globalism.
I don't know what anarchists are talking about.
Well, the ones out in Portland, you know, the Antifa dudes. And, you know, they're out. Anytime there's a way to support globalism, they're out there doing it. I don't understand that kind of anarchy. To me, that kind of anarchy is fanarchy.
Well, globalism is certainly incompatible. I mean, a global state is certainly incompatible with anarchism.
Help me understand. I mean, you guys have had a little fun with me. You know, you know, I'm a Ron Paul anarchist. So you had a little fun with me. But now you guys explain to me, you know, explain these people to me. These guys out here calling themselves anarchists and they're supporting globalism. They support the EU.
I don't know any of them, so I can't really explain them.
You've never run across one.
No, you have to find a show that one of these people is doing and call them and ask.
So they're not people that you. I don't expect you guys to be like. I've heard your show enough to know that you're not like that. But I was wondering, you know, there are these people, these left wing. They've been around for, you know, a century. I mean, every time they come around, the commies use them. They use them and then discard them, and that's what they did this year.
Thank you for calling. I would recommend finding one of them doing a podcast or a blog or something like that, or maybe even one of them has a radio show and, you know, ask them the question, because I couldn't begin to explain to you what a big government anarchist is.
I mean, I'd love to hear the answer myself. I mean, I've heard that these people exist. I've never actually had any kind of interactions with them, or at least knowingly had any interactions with them. I presume that they're out there, but I don't know who they are.
These are probably, I would imagine that these are the socialists who mistakenly call themselves anarchists for whatever reason.
Right.
That would be my best guess, but socialism requires the existence of a state. I'll give the ANCOMs the label, the permission to call themselves anarchists.
Isn't that what we're talking about here?
What, the socialists?
Well, the anarchists that are supposedly pro-government.
I imagine that the socialist ones, yeah. But, I mean, they're just calling themselves anarchists, and they're not anarchists because they're pro-government. Indeed. To me, those two things are mutually exclusive. So I don't know. But to be admitted to this new Birdwatch program, a user must be located in the United States, have a verified email.
Oh, so truth doesn't matter outside of the United States? Is that what they're saying? Or is it only going to start in the U.S. and expand from there?
I don't know. I imagine they're trying to go ahead and fix any problems before the Democratic Congress starts trying to regulate them. And I imagine that's what this attempt is. So they're focusing it on the United States. But it's unclear when this is going to be available for people. And it doesn't sound like it's good. Even Twitter admits it's going to be messy and it's going to have problems. I'm not looking forward to it.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dynavite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dynavite for a dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another 200 million doses will be on the way. The Biden administration announcing Tuesday that the U.S. will increase its vaccine order from Pfizer and Moderna by 50%, claiming that it will bring the total number of Americans able to receive a vaccine up to 300 million. The president also said they are moving on plans to increase the number of doses sent to states to 10 million a week for the next 3 weeks. That's nearly 2 million more than they had been getting. Biden added that anyone who wants a vaccine should be able to get one by the spring, citing increased manufacturing and the possibility of at least two more vaccines gaining approval soon. And the senator who will preside over Donald Trump's second impeachment trial has been hospitalized. Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy was taken to a hospital Tuesday evening. According to his spokesman, the senator was not feeling well and was hospitalized for observation out of an abundance of caution. The 80-year-old is the longest-serving member in the Senate, currently in his eighth term in office. This is USA Radio News. One of President Biden's executive orders last week sought to rejoin the World Health Organization. That is, scientists from the WHO have finally been allowed into Wuhan, China, to investigate the origins of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News that he believes that the U.S. needs to be part of the WHO, despite flaws inside that organization.
Certainly, the WHO needs to have some reforms. There's no doubt about that. But when you're dealing with a global pandemic, you need a global organization to coordinate. You have to be part of the global community. If you're not involved with the WHO, which interacts with all the countries, even with all its flaws, which it does have, the better part of really what we should be doing is joining back with them. We should put their feet to the fire about getting reforms, but to be completely out of that circuit, I don't think is productive when you're dealing with a global pandemic.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Brick Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us on the airwaves with you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Bonnie. And Bitcoin is something that we talk about frequently here on Free Talk Live, and evidently, the Biden administration seeks to do something about Bitcoin. Coming to us from the Motley Fool, or Fool.com, the cryptocurrency market is looking for a firm regulatory framework.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. I think Coinbase is looking for
Who's
one.
Who's writing this?
Anders Weiland.
The Motley Fool.
Of the Motley Fool. Okay. Yeah. I don't think that cryptocurrency or the actual cryptocurrency advocates are looking for such a framework, but
well,
Coinbase and Kraken and Gemini are certainly looking for one, because then they can use that to go after other cryptocurrency exchanges and preventing them from becoming successful in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
They want to take down local bitcoins.
Yeah, they all count as the cryptocurrency market. But there's plenty of us out there in the cryptocurrency market that don't want any kind of central control, regulation, or quote-unquote structure to be imposed by governments. That's the reason why we got into cryptocurrency.
It is indeed. And if they do figure out a way to actually regulate Bitcoin, it will just drive people to Monero or to something else, which I wouldn't be opposed to seeing. But for the time being, I would just rather the government leave it alone. The state of New Hampshire has actually made it illegal for the banking system to regulate Bitcoin or something along those lines?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
What they did do was...
I think they said that the banking industry, the financial overseers had no authority to regulate Bitcoin or something along those lines.
No, I don't think that was it. I mean, ultimately, it's not money transmission to sell Bitcoin, so there is no real regulatory, you know, structure that can come into play there from my understanding. And I'm forgetting what it was now, for whatever reason, about the New Hampshire state government did do like a Bitcoin deregulation to some extent, but that was because they accidentally passed a regulation of Bitcoin, so they had to undo it.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, I don't remember what all the details were on that.
So governments around the world are trying to figure out whether Bitcoin is a currency, a tradable commodity, a security on par with stocks and options, or a brand new asset class of its own. Once they figure that out... and it depends on which particular arm of the government you ask,
right.
They'll have to ask the same questions about Ethereum, Tether, Ripple, and Cardano, and the list of major cryptocurrencies right. Only grows longer
and
over time.
And trying to get these government douchebags to actually understand what any of those things are. I mean, you're dealing with people who call the internet a series of tubes, right? And you're trying to explain to them what just Bitcoin is. I mean, that alone is going to be a difficult process. And then to say, okay, you got Bitcoin, kind of. Now let's start trying to explain Ethereum to you.
Until Ian explained it to me, I thought, like, my text message just flew through the air to the next phone.
Yeah. Well, you don't know.
But you're not trying to regulate text messaging or the use of cryptocurrency. So it's okay, I mean, to not know everything, right?
Of course not.
The problem with politicians is that they're not experts. They don't know everything, but they still want to regulate everything.
Sure.
Settling the thorny issues of legality, taxation, and trading rules will take time, adding to the uncertainty and volatility of the global crypto market. Now, Bitcoin is currently, quote, down to like $30,000+.
Down.
It's like the previous caller said, Bitcoin is flattening just like our freedoms. And what?
My dad told me Bitcoin just took a bath, and then it hit 40,000 like 2 days later.
Bitcoin is certainly down versus its all-time high, but that's not unusual
for
Bitcoin.
Which was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, 6 months ago, Bitcoin was at 13,000 or something. I mean, it depends on what time frame you look at with how Bitcoin is. But yes, Bitcoin, clearly, it's dead again. Time to move on. Bitcoin didn't work. It's a failure. But President Biden is putting together a team of financial experts that should clarify the tricky cryptocurrency market in a hurry, which means within the next 2 to 3 years, probably.
Yeah, because government.
Three of Biden's top-level financial staff picks have a proven understanding of how blockchain and cryptocurrency assets actually work. Let's start with our next U.S. Secretary, Janet Yellen. She's also the current Treasury Secretary, isn't she? Or was she?
She was involved under the Obama administration. I don't think she was still there under Trump, but I don't know. I don't follow these bureaucrats closely.
The name is familiar. Maybe she was the head of the Fed at one point.
I think she was.
Okay.
I think she was. Now maybe they're putting her as U.S. Secretary or whatever.
Well, it's not like that's much different from being the head of the Fed.
I believe the Secretary of the Treasury, don't they sit on the board of the Fed?
Probably.
I think they do. I could be wrong about that.
In last week's written testimony given as part of Yellen's nomination process, she said that cryptocurrencies offer both benefits and challenges to the American financial system. I find it interesting that she included a statement about cryptocurrencies in her written testimony.
She was nominated. She was asked about it, actually. We reported on this last week. It was Maggie Hassan, the New Hampshire senator, who asked her about it being used by criminals.
Hmm. I think it's important we understand, we consider the benefits of cryptocurrencies and other digital assets and the potential they have to improve the efficiency of the financial system. At the same time, we know they can be used to finance terrorism, facilitate money laundering, and support malign activities that threaten U.S. national security interests and the integrity of the U.S. and international financial systems. Well, financing terrorism is primarily done with the USD. Money laundering, primarily done with the USD.
Sure.
Supporting malign activities that threaten U.S. national security, primarily done with the USD. However, the USD doesn't have any efficiency improvements to offer. So, Whatever downsides they have against Bitcoin are there for the USD as well. Many headlines focused on the terrorism issue, ignoring Yellen's more positive view of digital assets as a source of efficiency and innovation. She pledged to do a deep review of cryptocurrency markets in collaboration with many other banking and finance regulators, all of whom
sounds
don't
awful.
Like cryptocurrency. Yeah, that does not sound like the group of people you would want to discuss cryptocurrency with. Give Ian a call if you really want to know, Janet Yellen. Hoping to establish an effective set of rules that limits, quote, malign and illegal activities while supporting powerful fintech innovation based on blockchain technologies.
Yellen's, what a load.
Yeah. Yellen's views on Bitcoin.
All those regulations are going to do, as you suggested earlier, Aria, they're going to prop up the major corporations like Coinbase and Kraken, and at the expense of any small startups who might want to actually get into business and try to compete with these behemoths. It's going to make it even more difficult, and it's not going to do jack diddly to prevent terrorism.
No, and regulations don't improve innovation. I don't know why government thinks they do. Regulations always inhibit innovation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they think that they do, but that's the public line. That's what they say. You know, that's what they want you to believe when they're, whether it's cryptocurrency that they're regulating or hair braiding that they're regulating. They want you to believe that safety is increased because their bureaucracy exists. They want you to believe that competition is somehow buffeted or benefited in some way. Because that they exist. And all of the things that they want you to believe are actually contrary to the truth.
I don't know. Now that I've thought further about it, maybe government regulations do support innovation because people have to come up with innovative ways around those government regulations. We wouldn't have Bitcoin today if it wasn't for government regulations on banking and currency and the Federal Reserve and the 2007 recession.
I don't know.
But we would have flying cars.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
we probably have a better currency already, but it wouldn't be Bitcoin.
Yeah, well, that's true. It wouldn't be Bitcoin, but yes, what would it be? We really can't say how things would have developed if we actually had the freedom to develop those things in the area of money and other.
But government regulations are only innovative as so far as people innovate ways around those innovations.
Sure, and that means that they're spending their effort innovating their way around the regulations instead of spending their effort on whatever they would normally spend their effort on. So it is still, even though it does spur innovation, it's not innovation with sort of the ideal focus, I guess.
At the height of the last Bitcoin peak in 2017, when Yellen served as the chair of the Federal Reserve, she said that she wasn't a fan of cryptocurrency, while also acknowledging that the crypto market was in need of a stable framework of regulations and monitoring. Well, I disagree entirely. What do you think about it? Should Bitcoin be regulated? 603-283.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who can stick it to the man and big tech? Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live with you tonight, Aria, Ian, and new co-host Bonnie. We're talking about Bitcoin here and the odds of the Biden administration seeking to regulate it. I think it's fairly inevitable that they're going to. I mean, governments have been wanting to regulate cryptocurrency and Bitcoin for a very long time. They just, it's taken them, when did Bitcoin come out? 2009 was the first block mined.
So it's been 12 years.
12 years is about the time I would expect it to take government to react to the existence of a new life-changing, world-changing thing.
To be fair to the government, in this case, the banking commissions or whatever out there, there were some surprising developments in 2020. I don't know whether Trump is going to claim credit for any of this stuff, but they did, the banker people, whatever Office of Regulatory, I forget what it's called, OCC.
The Comptroller of the Currency.
Comptroller of the Currency, there you go. They did allow banks to begin working with cryptocurrency sort of officially. Some banks were sort of, you know, getting into it a little bit, but most banks were totally afraid of cryptocurrency, and then now the government has said it's okay.
Had to before PayPal could begin acting as a steward of Bitcoin, because I think they are technically considered a bank, aren't they?
I think PayPal would like to be considered a bank, but I don't think that they are.
Okay. They have their own debit card, at least.
Yeah.
And, that's routing numbers and account numbers and stuff.
Well, I don't think they have routing numbers with PayPal. No. I don't think they do. They may, if they do, they're secret. I don't think that you can just, like, find out what those are.
Okay. Interesting.
I suspect the PayPal credit or debit card is actually in tandem with some sort of banking partner. It is. Issued by the Bancorp Bank.
Mm. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Republican. I followed every word of that caller. I'm surprised you guys didn't. And I thought it was a great call. You're kind of down. Yeah, go ahead.
You have to understand there's always people calling in that weren't listening when you were. So which call are you referring to?
The guy who was talking about Republic versus a democracy. the what was it, Republican anarchist or something like that?
Yeah, it's a typical Republican talking point that it's supposed to be a republic, not a democracy. And you know, we used to say that here on, on Free Talk Live.
Let me interrupt and save you. If you look at your organization, you know, if we could idealize Free Talk Live or LRN, that you are kind of a republic. You're more of a republic than you are a democracy.
Huh?
Because you take into consideration the opinions and viewpoints and wishes and desires of all the people in your organization.
No, this is a dictatorship.
Hello?
This is a dictatorship. I'm in charge.
I was going to characterize it as a benign dictatorship.
Yes, it's a benign dictatorship with relatively free speech.
Well, I don't think you're quite a dictatorship, because I think if you were a pure dictatorship, you probably would have more people bailing your organization than what you do have bailing from your organization.
Well, in theory, I mean, we could have a world dictator who actually dictates for the good of all people. It's extremely unlikely.
Yeah. Isn't that what they have in Liechtenstein?
And I would actually argue that Ian is what you have. You have less of a dictatorship. Or let me restate it. Your so-called dictatorship is actually a republic. It just has a representative of one person. You only have one elected representative.
That is a real stretch. I don't think
you can. But we don't vote. Yeah, but we don't vote for Ian. Hello? Yes.
Hello?
David, we don't vote for Ian. You get that right?
I didn't mandate the necessity of there being voting. I don't think I even used the word democracy as applied to this republic yet. I just was talking about what a republic
is. You just stretched the definition of republic to include a one-person representative who represents the dictator. I mean, the dictator representing himself.
Right, but
let
me apply another concept.
No. First, what in the hell do you consider to be a republic? I need to know now.
A republic is simply, instead of everybody having a vote and whoever gets the most votes, we do what the tyranny of that group does. We vote to elect a representative, and they don't necessarily have to follow the absolute voting lines of the majority. They can use their intelligence to decide whether the populace is making a good decision or not.
So you realize you just defined republic as voting for a representative, despite the fact that I just told you we don't vote for Ian.
You are coloring within the lines too much. You're being argumentative, and you're trying not to see my point.
I'm using the definition that you literally gave.
We voluntarily follow Ian.
Please don't follow me.
Follow him on Twitter or on social.freetalklive.com, though.
Yeah.
David, thank you so much for a call. That's all I can take of that tonight, because I'm not sure what the point of any of it was.
I don't know what that was. Yeah, that was very confusing.
I would urge you to look up the definition of republic, because the definition you gave is pretty close, but then you go on to apply it to things that are, by definition, not republics. Doesn't a republic require a constitution?
I have no idea. I mean, does the People's Republic of Korea, Democratic People's Republic of Korea, do they have a constitution? Does the People's Republic of China have a constitution?
Does the People's Republic of Free Talk Live have a constitution?
This is not a republic.
Neither is North Korea, or whichever one it was you said.
Yes, they are. They say they are.
Okay, well,
so they must be a republic.
I can't argue with that.
So getting back to the way, before, I just want to clarify, the reason it's a quote-unquote dictatorship is because I don't like partnerships.
You right.
know, I don't like having to argue over what needs to happen with somebody who has an equal share in things. I'd rather just set the rules the way I want them and, you know, have that thing, whatever that happens to be, come out of those rules. And if you don't like it, you know, Mark Edge, you can go and start your own show somewhere. I give Mark as an example because he, for years, has tried his darndest to, you know, be like this equal partner with me in Free Talk Live. And I just don't want to have it that way. You know, I don't blame you. Yeah.
At least two of Biden's top-level financial leadership picks come with serious backgrounds in blockchain and cryptocurrency technologies. There's Gary Gensler, who has been tapped. It doesn't really make much of a difference what he is, but he says he has direct experience from the legislative angle. focusing on financial technologies, blockchain technology, digital currencies, and public policy. Evidently, he's a professor at MIT.
Oh, finally, we've got a smart person working for the government. They will surely know how to centrally regulate and control cryptocurrencies.
Well, someone at MIT would be better qualified to regulate cryptocurrencies than Joe Biden, at the very least. I don't want the regulations, but at least we do have someone there who understands cryptocurrency, or at least blockchain technology. I don't know if that's good or...
That doesn't give me a warm,
yeah, I don't know if that's
feeling.
Good or bad, though. Would it be better to have someone like Biden who goes, oh, we're just going to plug up all the tubes, and then we'll, that'll fix the Bitcoin problem, right? That may actually
right.
be better. So that's pretty much the extent of it. There's another guy saying, what can we expect from the new team? They bring stellar credentials to the table, along with their stated support for, quote, reasonable cryptocurrency regulations. It's hard to say how quickly they can develop a stable rulebook for the long term, but they do seem well-equipped to get the job done. That's according to the Motley Fool, not me.
Yeah, they're not going to get anything done, except for, like you were pointing out, to restrict the marketplace and make it so only the biggest players are the ones that are able to provide cryptocurrency legally, you know, in the United States.
I like how out of touch this guy is. He ends this article with, the new rules may not always favor the current players of the fintech market, that's financial technology,
yeah.
but regulatory stability will be good news for the market as a whole. The new rules will always favor the current players of the fintech market.
Mm-hmm.
Coinbase has been the ones, they created this private cryptocurrency panel of people to lobby Congress for cryptocurrency regulations.
Really?
Yes, I don't remember now what they called it, but I mean, they've been planning these regulations for since like 2014, 2015. They want to be regulated because they know that
they're
this is how they can crush their number one competition, local Bitcoins, or local Ethereum, or local Monero.
Are they the number one competitor? I don't think so.
I don't know, but they're the competitor.
Local Bitcoins crushed themselves 2 years ago.
What are local Bitcoins?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if we have time to really get into the answer, but it's a way for people to sell Bitcoins directly instead of going through a more centralized exchange, even though
there are decentralized ones out there.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see more of the decentralized options becoming more popular as they make more regulations.
Absolutely. But yeah, I don't know if local Bitcoins is the number one competitor to Coinbase or anything like that, but they are a competitor.
Yeah, but they killed themselves when they made KYC a requirement 2 years ago.
They've done a lot of things to kill themselves over the years. So, yeah, it's not the best place to get Bitcoins, but I mean...
AgoraDesk is pretty cool. AgoraDesk.com, that's a good site.
That's it for us tonight, but we'll be back and on the internet. We're in the... in the meantime, we're on the internet at social.freetalklive.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.